Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Trust in the Lord, not in yourself. April 18, 2005. From our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. A letter given to Timothy, for Kathy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Question asked by Timothy, for Kathy. Do we give the letters to Paul and Joyce? Answer from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Give them not to Paul and Joyce, nor to any of the said students of the Bible, for they will not accept that which they do not understand, nor will they read that which they see as not in line with their established doctrine. They will pick and tear at my words, leading to much distress and disagreement between friends. Nor do I wish for them to fall under my judgment, which I shall shortly bring upon all those who speak against my word and my prophets. Peace for now. They shall receive understanding and correction at the time appointed. However, Kathy, you may indeed share what you have learned from my letters with others. Yet of the Bible students, you must let them go their way. For they will not accept that which I have poured out through my earthen vessel, Timothy. Even so, all who sincerely seek me shall find me. All who endeavor to walk along my path stumble, for my way is narrow. Yet I will continue to lift them up, even 70 times 7 times. For my sheep need only live in my pasture, and follow after their shepherd, seeking always to obey his commandments. And when they stumble, let them repent of their wrongdoings, and give thanks for their forgiveness, as they regain the line. For sin I abhor, yet error I do not. If that error was made in seeking after me, or received in ignorance of the truth. For I am the good teacher, and you are my students. I am the teacher who rewards all of his students equally, and with unconditional love, if they so choose to accept my gifts. And what of the illiterate, or the mentally handicapped? I tell you the truth, they shall surely receive their reward, even as those who study my word continually, though their error remains great. For I look upon the heart, and the innermost desire I know. Rather, it is the prideful man who believes he has attained such great knowledge, who leads himself from the path of righteousness into death. For he has placed all his trust in his own intellect and will refuse any other voice. Indeed, he will mock those sent to him. Yet as a young child, he knew nothing but the love of his father and mother, with the knowledge of his Father in heaven having not yet departed from him. Therefore, blessed is the man who has love in his heart and is ignorant of the world. Even more blessed is the man with love in his heart who has knowledge of the Most High and believes. Great rejoicing for the man who once had malice in his heart, which has turned to love, who also had great knowledge of the world, yet has chosen to forsake all to live in the Lord. For the knowledge of man is a stumbling block, amounting to a heap of rubble. Yet the word of God stands forever. Therefore, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And assuredly I say to you, you shall be with me forever in my kingdom to come. I am the way. Follow me. For no other way is given in all the earth. Beloved, come and sit with me at my right hand. I am your Amen.